So we definitely have quite a few street projects coming up this year. As we look just in the 30-day window, we have a project that we are partnering with Marshall County on that is going to impact Summit Street. So we are talking about the section of Summit Street from Valley View Road to 21st Street. So that's right underneath the over bridge where the Iowa River's Edge Trail passes over Summit Street in the far northwest corner of town. That stretch from 21st Street to Valley View Road is going to have a milled surface and a maintenance course of asphalt placed on it, again, in partnership with the county. I'm going to say that's happening in the next month. The timing on that is still a little bit up in the air. There was some talk about starting later this week, but I think as of Tuesday, we're still maybe 2 weeks out on that. So pay attention to our news flashes that we issue here at the city or our Facebook page for some updates on some better timing on that. That'll be a pretty quick project, in and out, you know, hopefully within a week to get in and out and that project wrapped up. We're also doing something very similar on Glenda Drive, which is behind the mall, the Marshalltown Mall, the big investment there, Shops of Marshalltown going on. So on the city street, Glenda Drive, from the mall parking lot at the back all the way over to 2nd Ave. So it's a pretty short stretch right there, but we're doing a very similar thing, again, looking for that in the next month as well.
What about a quick downtown project update? What's going on downtown here, maybe on, you know, around Main and First?
Yes. So our downtown project, we are working in a couple different locations right now. The First Ave and East Main Street intersection, we are out there. Our contractor actually placed a little bit of concrete yesterday, so definitely making some progress there. Do want to let people know that here later today, the contractor will be working on a vault fill-in on the southeast corner of that intersection. So right there, the Marshall County Annex building on the First Avenue side, we will have a sidewalk closure right there to allow that work to happen to get rid of that vault. Everybody can still walk in that area. We'll have them walk behind the buildings and in the alley. So if you're going to Zeno's Pizza or anywhere else in that area, walk through that new parking lot that the county did with new asphalt, and they'll still be able to get around. But we are in the First Ave intersection area, and again, we're targeting a May 27th opening date for the First Ave intersection. As we go a little bit further east, there's additional crews out there working, and we've got another crew working between 2nd Ave and 3rd Ave right now on Water Main. They were out in front of Oliver Bean yesterday, so we're going to keep going east. And I would anticipate that to go ahead and impact that temporary gravel crossing for the time that we're going to strip that and put that water main through there. That's generally a 1 to 2 day process to be able to get that opened back up. So as we do that, look for signs. We're still going to maintain pedestrian access. We may just have a little bit of extra steps to get around that area that they're working. But we're hoping to have that back open by Ladies Night Out that the Chamber is doing tomorrow evening.
Very good. I may have a dumb question for you, okay?
Okay.
I don't know what a vault is, and why do we have so many?
Yes. So historically, you know, 100 years ago, people were using fuel oil or coal or some of those kind of products to heat and operate their businesses. So because of that product being coal or oil, it's kind of a dirty process, and a lot of those mechanical systems were in basements of these buildings. So they had vaults out in the right-of-way where those products could be lowered down into to get into the basement for those processes back in the day. So those are not things that are used anymore, and a lot of these vaults are in some rough shape in some cases, and they are no longer needed. And so for public safety and long-term keeping sidewalks open and not having those collapse, it's cheaper in the long-term to go ahead and get those filled in and so that just sidewalks can be out front and not something with a structural concrete top on them.